Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:11. It is Thursday morning, the 26th day of January, 2023. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we hope you'll tune us in at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and you'd like to listen in, you can always go to our website, ksje.com, or if you're near one of those smart speakers, just ask it to play KSJE, and guess what? It will do just that. Also, welcome to our viewers, because as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station. So our video is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and even our Twitter account this morning. So we're glad that you are all with us today to join us today. Coming up in the next few moments, my conversation with the San Juan County Partnership. We are talking about their multiple housing assistance programs and how the partnership is helping folks find safe and affordable housing here in San Juan County. That conversation begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, later on, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts next hour after the news at 9:06 a.m. this morning. Mick is playing some selections from Dvorak. You'll hear that and more later on at 9:06 on Roving with the Arts. In addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, this friendly reminder, KSJE programs that are produced locally are also podcasts, and you can find those wherever you're already listening to podcasts. Chances are you're already a member maybe of iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio or Google Podcasts or Pandora, and so just search and subscribe for free to KSJE podcasts and check them out. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a partly sunny morning so far, 12 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a lot more sunshine today, but still some cool temperatures. Our high today only reaching about 31 degrees in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low near 11. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 34. 16 degrees Friday night. Then on Saturday, a bit warmer with sunshine and 39 for a high. It'll be 20 degrees overnight. Sunshine on Sunday with a high near 44. And maybe some increasing clouds on Sunday night, because then take a look at early next week. A 50% chance of rain and snow showers on Monday with a high of 44. More chances for rain or snow on Monday night. And then again, some more maybe chances for precipitation heading on into Tuesday. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the housing assistance program through the San Juan County Partnership, Terry Deal is here. She is the Housing Stability Coordinator. Good morning and welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Thank you for coming in. And gosh, it seems like housing is always a big issue, not just here in Farmington and San Juan County, but everywhere across the country. It looks like
yes.
Prices are up, rents are up, and that is a struggle for some people, right?
Yeah, it is, because everyone is getting laid off, everyone's losing their jobs, and everyone's getting behind rent or losing their homes.
Right. And so that's what your program hopes to help with, right?
Yes.
And for folks
as we can
find themselves in that situation. And I guess the other issue too is just that maybe rents are increasing faster than wages for many people, and so it's just harder to afford a place to live.
Yes, that is true.
A safe place to live,
mm-hmm.
I guess, as well. So you're able to help folks who come in. You have various programs that are available, and so you're able to maybe match some of these folks with the programs that they're eligible for. Is that kind of how your program works?
Yes, it is mostly based on some of it is income, mm-hmm. but a lot of it has to do with homeless. We have a new program, or not a new program, but the program I'm really trying to push for is called the PSH program.
Okay.
You have to be chronically homeless, meaning you're homeless for a full year, or you're homeless for four consecutive episodes within 3 years. That equal to a year.
Okay, got it. And homeless is really what it sounds like, right? You have no place to go. You are living out of your car or sleeping on somebody's couch. Is that kind of the idea?
Sleeping on a couch with a family member is not really considered chronically homeless.
Okay.
Because you have a family member that's supporting you.
Gotcha. But if they're not a family member?
Or even a friend, too.
Okay.
That's considered.
Gotcha.
But also, with that PSH program, you have to have a disability. And this is the program we really try to get as many people in that we can.
Okay.
A lot of people are scared to enter into this program because they don't want to expose themselves. Their mental disability or physical disability or anything.
Gotcha.
But
it could really help them, if they would apply, right, mm-hmm. and be part of that. And so what does that mean then, I guess, if someone does apply and you're able to help them and they're eligible for this particular program, it gets them into some stable housing then for a long term?
Yes, stable housing and everything. It's mostly 100% paid.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to really worry about a whole lot of things.
And for how long? How long do they have that opportunity, I guess, with this program?
If they have the disability and they redo recertification every year, they qualify.
Oh, okay. So it could be almost a permanent assistance.
It could. Okay. We have some people that really do, and they're doing good on this program.
Right.
So it really helps them a lot.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's called the PSH program.
Yeah.
And so folks can find out more about it by calling or going to your office?
Yeah, you can ask, call for Angelina Watson. She's our client coordinator, and get you set up with all the information that you need to bring in. But mostly what we start with is we do a survey. Mm-hmm. That's one of the main things that we have to do first, because we have to send it into Santa Fe. And that takes a while, because right now they're kind of behind to get a response back, because we need you in the system in order for us to start with the paperwork and everything that needs to go with our programs.
Sure. And that's probably true for almost any program that you're offering when we're talking about this morning, right? The first step is to go in and talk to someone.
Mostly it would be Angelina.
Angelina. And talk to her about your specific circumstances, right? And then she can do that survey and then figure out maybe what programs you might be eligible for.
Yeah.
I guess, right? Okay. And then he gets to Santa Fe and they do their thing, as long as it takes them to do their thing, and then determine whether you are eligible or not, I suppose, right?
Yes.
Got you. And if you are, then it's pretty quick after that to move through the rest of the steps. What would you say?
It's about a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
So you're not getting in right away, so.
Right. But certainly there is light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, for many of these folks.
Uh-huh.
And that's their idea. And for this particular program, we're talking mostly individuals, but what if I'm a parent and I have kids and I'm disabled and I would qualify? Is that something you can help too?
Yes, it still applies to that.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's this PSH program, right?
Yes.
Got it. And it's available. And again, you have to live in San Juan County or have some homelessness in San Juan County?
Yes, it would be in the San Juan County area.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else is going on these days, too?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more other programs, 6 more other grants that we deal with.
Right.
We have our homeless prevention grant, which is pretty much 3-day notice. We pay up to... We assist up to 6 months, 6 months in rear, or 3 months going forward.
Okay. So this is someone that's renting now, maybe late on their rent or haven't paid rent in a while, and then they get the 3-day eviction notice. That's when this kind of kicks in or can help, right?
Mm-hmm. So we would have to bring that and their lease agreement.
Mm-hmm.
With their lease agreement, we can review it, make sure that it meets all our guidelines.
Gotcha. And is there any income requirements or anything like that for these types of, for this program, I guess, specifically?
It would be 30%.
30%?
Yeah.
Is it the average
salary,
I guess, in the county?
It's
by county, right? Because obviously it's not the statewide average because it's different. So that makes sense. Okay. And you can help figure all that out when folks call you.
Yeah,
right?
It's usually calculated. So. Yeah,
and they can figure that out and help. But you're able to do it, as you mentioned, right, for maybe back rent or rent going forward.
Yeah.
Is the choices there.
Mm-hmm. Only back 6 months.
Right.
We can't pay any more than that, so.
Gotcha. But that can, again, be very helpful for people who are at risk of losing the
yes.
place that they're living, right?
Exactly.
And so, and you told me before we came on the other morning that you're seeing more and more of this, right?
Yes, we are, actually.
In the community.
Mm-hmm.
From layoffs or just folks that just are having a harder time or rents are going up or what we've talked about, right?
Yeah, I have an average of about 5 people a day coming in saying that they're behind rent. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Just want that to sink into everybody who's listening to us, too, to mm-hmm. think about 5 people a day that are the possibility of losing their home.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly.
what we're talking about today. Okay. So that's one program. What are some of the other ones that you can help with?
We have our home ARP, homeless prevention, and the ARP is like American Rescue Plan.
Okay.
So this one is more nationwide, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like the same thing. The 3-day notice non-payment assists up to six months arrear and 3 months going forward. Or there's the home ARP rapid rehousing, meaning have to be considered literally homeless or coming from a shelter or living in an uninhabitable living place.
Got it. Okay.
And there's no income limit until recertification. So
explain to me what that means.
So they can come in with no income, and what would they do is they get that notarized and stating that they have no income, and what we do is we pay for the rent.
I see. Got it.
And so within that time, we try to get them to encourage them to apply for jobs, try to get them more stable.
Right. Well, once I have a stable place to live, that may help with the rest of it, right?
Yeah.
To be able to get a good night's sleep and to get dressed and to get showered and ready to go and maybe go to a job interview or go start applying.
Yeah. So that's where I come in.
Okay.
A lot of it. My job. I help with, like, if people have court issues or if they have, let's say, daycare, they need help with daycare or just getting from one place to another, kind of being there for them, the support system that they need.
Nice.
So that's where I come in.
That's part of your job as a stability coordinator then?
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure that they get what they need in order to keep their housing and stability.
Right. And I guess many times it's a job is one big thing, but then as you mentioned, there are other contributing factors, maybe like daycare or childcare.
Yeah.
And so if you're a single parent, how do you go to work and still try to figure out how to take care of the kids if they're mm-hmm. not in school or things along that line or
yes.
transportation or other types of issues that we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
All those things kind of add up.
Yeah, everything adds up. Sometimes it's stressful, but
yeah.
It's a lot. We help with a lot of people.
Right.
Just to keep pushing them forward. A lot of them need that encouragement. So.
Sure. And I think folks maybe who have never dealt with homelessness or the risk of being homeless have a hard time maybe just understanding just how many different struggles maybe these families have because they think, well, they just lost their home, but it's usually maybe more than just that one problem. It's maybe car repair or medical bill or other stuff that's going on too that doesn't help get the situation resolved quickly.
Yes.
And that's what you deal with.
Yes.
As much as you can.
As much as I can.
Yeah. Right. What are some of the other programs that you have available for folks?
We have the CDBG grant, which is the Community Development Block Grant.
Mm-hmm. Is that from the city?
Yes, that is from the city. That's the one that one goes out fast.
Right.
That one's a pretty fast one.
Okay.
But
you can only help folks then in the city, I guess, mm-hmm. of Farmington, right? Because that's where the money's
yes.
coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have funding now. Our funding's coming in February for that one.
Okay.
So that's the people who are all over income limit. And I mean,
that don't maybe fit into the other programs,
yes,
maybe
that,
is that you're
that
able
can.
To use it for mm-hmm. them.
Exactly.
With them.
Yes.
Got it.
So
but it goes quick.
Yes, it goes quick.
Got it.
So we're really excited about this grant because we got a new funding approval and.
Sure. Well,
so.
Shout out to the city for continuing to fund this program through the San Juan County Partnership.
Yeah, we are very thankful for that.
Right. Very good. Okay. What else?
Let's see. We still have the COVID grant.
Okay.
that's coming up, and a lot of it has to deal with COVID-related, mm-hmm. everything, whether it's the security deposit, utility deposit, or the three-month rental. You would have to meet the 30% between 80% income.
Got it.
So, and that's the good part. That really helps a lot because a lot of people are still getting sick from COVID.
Sure. And so I guess that's good to know, right? If I lose my job because of I'm out with COVID or what have you, I can maybe get some help from your office.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's important to know. Mm-hmm. And then let me ask you a little bit about the landlords, right? Because you couldn't do these programs without the support and working relationship with landlords in the community too, right? That work with you?
Yes.
With these clients,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how important is that?
It's very important. Having the understanding with the landlords, these people really need. Most people get scared a lot, but for us to intercede and be a part of them to talk and intercede to the landlord with them is
right.
really helpful, because some of them don't have the words to speak to say a lot, saying that they need help and they need.
Sure. And for the landlords, I suppose it's probably beneficial to them to try to work with their residents already, who are already in the unit, than mm-hmm. having to evict them and maybe look to get another individual or family in the unit, because it may be empty for a while or maybe they have the same problem or what have you. So it maybe is good for them to maybe work with you to keep that family, that individual in their home.
Yes, that really helps a lot too. So we're working on both sides.
Right.
With the family and with the landlord. So there's always just that compromise of everything.
Sure. And if there's a landlord listening to us or watching us this morning that's not already working with you, can they get on your program, or can they get into the directory of available units maybe that you look for when someone comes into your office? How does that work?
Yeah, they could actually get involved. They either come to our office or they can call up our manager, Douglas.
Okay.
And same number, 505-325-4214, and we can redirect them and they can get in contact, and he can go over the whole procedure of everything that needs to be filled.
And I know Douglas has told me in the past, as being a guest on the program, that there are certain standards that these rentals have to maintain, right, in order mm-hmm. to be eligible under some of these programs, right?
Yes.
And so that's an important thing for landlords to know.
Yes.
And clients too, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So, very good. Tell me more about the work that you do as the housing stability coordinator when you're working with these. Is it mostly individuals or families, or what would you say?
It's a mixture of both, but mostly I feel like it's a lot of to do with families.
Okay.
Because finding the child care is a big thing. Finding, making sure they have the right papers and doing the application process and stuff with them, that's a lot, because they have to go through all their, if they have a family of five, we have to go through all the kids and make sure they have all the paperwork.
Right.
So I'm able to assist and help them collect that stuff.
Got you. And family of five seems like a lot of
yes.
people. Is that the size of families that you're dealing with, or does it really depend?
It really depends.
Okay.
But yeah, I've seen some big groups. And it's been really, you see the struggle.
Right. I would think so. And I think a lot of folks, again, don't realize just the amount of paperwork that it takes maybe to be able to document all this stuff, right? Because that's
yes.
also part of the job, I guess, you have to do with the folks in Santa Fe or elsewhere to just, again, get them into the system, if you will, to be able to help these individuals and these families.
Yes, and we're making sure it's the people that we that qualify for the help. And also, no one's taking advantage or committing fraud of saying, hey, even though you make this amount, you still can afford rent, but I want someone else to help me pay for rent.
Right.
So making sure it goes to the right people.
Sure.
So
that's important too. And I'm hoping it doesn't happen too often.
Yeah.
Good. But it does, I guess. It still can happen if you're not careful. And that's why you're there to check and double check.
Exactly. So.
And that's kind of how it works. And so is there a chance that some of these programs that you were talking about may run out of funds and with the need that's still there? Or do you do a pretty good job of maintaining the funds necessary throughout the budget year, I guess, so that these folks who are being helped are still helped?
Yeah, we have a pretty much, we do have funding throughout the whole year, it
good.
Seems. The only one, like I said, that goes out faster than usual is this the community development block grant.
That one.
Yeah. So that's the one that goes fast.
Right. Because that one, it sounds like to me, doesn't maybe have as many, for lack of a better term, strings attached. And so a lot of other folks can kind of fall into that bucket to be helped. And so that money gets spent probably faster because more folks can be helped this time of year, at least. So that's important. And certainly, of course, here we are in the middle of winter and it's really cold. And so cold. And so when people are homeless or at risk of homelessness, I mean, that's even a health hazard too, right? As far as, you know, being homeless in the summertime, maybe, especially here where the climate's a bit more temperate, I guess, in some time of the year, but not this time of the year.
Yeah. We try to go look out for people, and we are a site where we have donations dropped off as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have tents, we have sleeping bags, we have hygiene stuff that they need, coats if they need it, socks, shoes. So we try to provide as much as we can.
Right. And you're doing that temporarily maybe while you're looking for a more permanent housing situation for these individuals. But in the meantime, right, as you mentioned, until they get into the system, right, and the programs can get approved, they're still in the situation that they're in.
Yes.
And that could be a week or 10 days or
who knows. Sometimes it's even longer.
Got it.
Sometimes they have the struggle of finding the place. And a lot of it has to do with the wait list.
Right.
When they're looking for a place.
Which is why more landlords could help.
Yes.
And be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. So if folks would like to donate some of these tents or hygiene supplies or anything like that, can they do that too through your office, or how can they help?
Yeah, they can be dropped off at our address at 1515 East 20th Street at Suite C.
The Seminole County Partnership.
Yeah, we prefer new stuff because just to not spread any kind of viruses or anything. So.
Right, but that'd be very helpful.
Yes.
And there's always a need, it sounds like to me,
mm-hmm.
for these types of things.
Exactly.
Very good. We were talking before we came on the air this morning, this is almost your 2-year anniversary.
Yes,
working in this program. So give me a little bit of a summary of how it's been. Have you learned a lot? I bet you have.
I have learned a lot, actually. I first started out with AmeriCorp, which was part of their service that they had over at San Juan County Partnership. And then I got moved into housing, and it's been really great so far. I've learned a lot, been a part of people's lives.
Right.
It's been a really good, I enjoyed it.
Good.
Positive outcome of everything. So.
That's good. And do you hear back from some of the folks that you've helped over the last couple of years, maybe, of how they're doing, or do you follow up sometimes with these individuals or families to see how they're doing?
Yeah, a lot of them, but when we don't get a call from them or something, we know it's good because they're not struggling. Most of the time when they call back, they're behind something again.
Got it.
But we're glad we don't really hear. We hear some good outcome, but a lot of it is when we don't hear it, we're doing good.
No news is good news.
Yes,
kind of a saying. So that's important. So that's great. Well, very good. Well, if you wouldn't mind repeating the phone number and the address again for folks who are listening that may want to reach out, or maybe they know someone who's struggling or maybe at risk of becoming homeless. These are kind of the individuals that you're talking about, right, that you might be able to help mm-hmm. with some of these programs, right?
Yes. Okay, we are located at 1515 East 20th Street on Suite C. And if you have bad directions, right across from Grease Monkey next to Durango Joe's.
There you go.
So,
okay.
That's and the phone number you can reach us at is 505-325-4214.
Okay. Very good. And I would say 20th Street, kind of between Butler and Sullivan.
Yes.
Is the location mm-hmm. if you're looking for the San Juan County Partnership. But
yes.
There you go. And you're open, what are the hours, or what's the time to come in and talk to someone?
We're open from 8 to 4, and we have lunch from 12 to 1.
Okay. So folks can check it out and come mm-hmm. in and see if you can help them with anything. So
yeah.
Very good. Well, Terry Deal, thanks for coming in this morning, and thanks for the work that you do for folks in our community who I know are struggling, and really appreciate the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for being here. That's Terry Deal from the San Juan County Partnership, my guest this morning right here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
All right, again, for week tip number 2 from the Student Achievement Center is time management. We really encourage our students to develop a time management. This can include creating a study plan at the beginning of the semester based on your course syllabus. Ideally, you should study a little bit every day throughout the week. Even just 20 minutes can make a huge difference, so you don't wind up cramming and stressing out right before the big exam. Also, don't forget to look at the big picture. Review your syllabus each class and set the due dates on the calendar for exams, tests, and big assignments. This assures that you have plenty of time for study, for your tests, or complete those larger assignments that are due.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program in Durango, accepting applications for the Advanced Standing MSW program beginning July 2023. Students with a bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Stipends in child welfare, opioid workforce expansion, and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more at du.edu/socialwork. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.